Go ahead, please.
The only thing that I really need to bring to your attention in open session was that you had asked for a report on the audio port situation, and I did send out that report in writing today. We are moving forward with upgrading our servers so that we'll have backup, and that action will actually be happening overnight on the early the morning, actually, of the 19th.
Very good.
That's it.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. Are there any questions for Arlene? We could actually maybe get through some committee stuff tonight.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Hi, Kimmery. Go ahead, please.
Are we in executive session right
no,
now?
No, my dear. No. No, we're in open session. We're supposed to go to executive session around, really not that long from now. It's 45 minutes from now.
Okay, I reserve my questions for Arlene into executive session.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, anyone else for open session right now, or we'll move to the next item? Okay.
I do have a number of items to cover in executive session.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Arlene. Okay, LaVarne, is there anything for open session right now that you would like to give as a CFO report?
What I'd like to do is just I sent out a preliminary number for fiscal year 2011. And just the numbers are still preliminary. We're still working on them. We'll have a meeting tomorrow with my volunteer internal auditor, and we will go over the reports. We've been able to, with the changes and resetting the report writer in general ledger,
mm-hmm.
we produce monthly balance sheet reports, so I have them. But tomorrow what we'll do is we'll go over some of how we actually have some items on the balance sheet, so we'll review those before we release those. But I can print monthly balance sheet reports, so that's really good. So again, we're still working on the close. We still have a couple of items, including some legal expenses, we really need to look at before we release them. And I think I sent out the report that showed our results from year 2008. 2009, 2010, and for those years we lost $5.1 million. And in FY 2011, it looks like we're going to be at about break even. Right now, the number is about $20,000 surplus, but we're still making some. We still have an item that we were write off, so we have to determine how we're going to do that. So again, our preliminary number for the fiscal year that closed on September 30th, it looks like we have a surplus at this point. It looks like about $20,000. And compared to the last 3 years, we lost $5.1 million.
Thank you. And I can hear, so it sounds like a blender in the background making margaritas.
I think that's just somebody sucking their breath at the thought of what she just said.
Yes. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, please. I'll take a stack.
Yes.
Campbell. Bruce, I have a question, too.
Okay, so I heard Nia, I heard Teresa. Teresa, were you just commenting because I commented?
Just
or were
commenting.
Okay. All right.
And
so,
Campbell.
Okay, so Nia, Bruce, Campbell, please, and go ahead, Nia.
Yes. Could you please orient me, LaVarne, could you tell me what date you send it out, please?
I'm sorry?
You can tell me what date you send it to the PND?
The report that I sent out, let me see. This one I didn't send to the PND. I'd sent it out to the Finance Committee, but this one I have not sent out. This is just an update.
Okay. Well, you said you sent it, but you didn't send it to the Finance Committee.
To the Finance Committee, right.
Okay. So
I can send that to you. I can forward it to you. I sent it out like probably October the 25th, I believe. But I can forward it to you.
So you got to send it to the PND?
Sure. I can do that now.
Did you have anything else, Nia?
There's been an update since then.
Well, maybe when I see it, I'll have something else.
Of course. All right.
Bruce?
Oh, yeah, Lavarne, is it possible to get the preliminary figures for individual stations? I mean, I'd like to get one for WPFW.
Yes, we can. I can send it out, but I will label it preliminary.
I understand it's preliminary.
Tomorrow. Uh-huh. I'll send it tomorrow.
I appreciate that. And by the way, as long as you're doing it, if you haven't already, if you send a copy to Robert West.
Oh, absolutely.
Manager. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, and I guess you should send it to the treasurer, too, Marcus. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Probably just distribution to the finance committee as well as the management, right? So,
okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. And, yes, everyone, it sounds like everyone wants a copy, actually. Can be, too. Thank you. Campbell?
Well, you just preempted part of my request there. But I'd also like to know what stations, in addition to WPFW, moved their drives forward to the past fiscal year. I know that we had all except for, I believe, 2 days of our last drive that were moved forward. What other stations moved their drives forward? And could you tell me how many days were included in the prior fiscal year?
This is Lavarne. Only PFW moved their drive forward into FY 2011, and the other stations started their drives in the month of October.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Teresa on the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Questions regarding specific bills that are past due. Can we discuss those in executive session? Will there
yes.
be time for
yes.
us to discuss those in executive session?
If I may, as chair, address that, I think we have a pretty full plate for this evening, and we've expended a tremendous amount of time at the front end of this meeting. And we probably would not have time this evening, but certainly it would be appropriate to request that all that information be provided sometime well in advance of the next meeting and schedule sufficient time to go over that or something of that nature. I don't think we could do it this evening probably, but I think it's appropriate, you know, to go over payables. Lavarne, does that sound reasonable?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think everyone needs a chance to look at those spreadsheets and stuff in advance of a meeting, but we could even schedule a special meeting for that probably. So.
All right, well, I do have a specific question, and one question I have right now. Can you tell me specifically which stations are behind in fees to national office and by how much?
That's a spreadsheet that it would be kind of like let me send you my summary. We also did a summary of the fees going back to prior to 2003. I have that information, but again, sit down tomorrow, and we're going to look at all of our balance sheet and going back in the prior years, and it will show how each station paid their central services, then going back to 2003. So I have that information. It's kind of complicated. It would be
I hope you have the figures in front of you. Can you just tell me, bottom line, which stations did not pay central fees last year and how much?
Okay, I am going to tell you at this sheet here. And what we have here is that we have, let me just split up here, is that APFT paid their central services and all their bill backs. The two stations where there were lags in terms of paying central services are WPFW and WBAI.
Are they taking steps to correct that?
Yes. And the reason why is that, you know, there's always a cash flow shortage. So when this month, in last month, October and November, WBAI has actually contributed, transferred $115,000 in cash, and WPFW, I believe, has transferred $30,000 additional in cash. So they have stepped up to the plate with the cash flow shortage.
Are you saying that these figures, this 30K that WPFW and the 115K of WBAI, these are monies that was owed for previous years that they were behind?
Yes.
In addition, but they have they paid what they owed from last year?
No, they haven't paid all of it. They are paying toward, they are helping to pay toward it. So those were the amounts that they've paid based on from last year.
Okay.
That they've paid.
And my last question, would you say then that these amounts that these stations or the way that they're paying should keep the National from paying bills that affect health insurance, for example?
Yes.
All of our stations?
Yes.
They would?
Yes.
Okay.
They have.
Okay.
That's what they have. They have.
So because WPFW and WBAI haven't paid their bills properly, there's a possibility that an employee in Houston might go to get their prescription medicine filled and be stopped.
I object. Point of order. We're getting into a conversation. We're way off the stack.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So you know what? Thank you, Ken. Okay, here's what I would suggest. Some of this is definitely executive session, and it's so easy to stray when discussing business matters. So I would ask that I would suggest as chair, if no one objects, that we have some special time devoted in executive session in the not-too-distant future, and that we have that LaVarne, that you please supply a spreadsheet of all the payables and the interstation receivables as well for, I think, discussion that maybe this, that Teresa is touching on that should be of concern to everyone, if that seems reasonable, because Ken's completely, we need to move on.
I do want to say I thank our CFO very much. I know she's working very hard.
Thank you. So, okay, so very good. Is there anyone else? Because we're way over time on everything. I mean, the entire
evening. We're over time on this.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm going to say one thing as chair. I didn't do a chair's report, but I know we've moved on past that subject, but as a point of order and process so that we don't have to, you know, retrod this ground, if any of the motions or issues that people were trying to move around on the agenda this evening get brought up again and they were, I'll rule them dilatory to bring them up again because we have to move on. It's why we don't get any business conducted. So, anyway, so we can move on now. Thank you. Is there anything? Well, we're out of time. We're going to come back to a lot of this stuff on financial issues, I think, in executive session if we can get there. So, next up on the agenda is actually the FRAT committee, which is Ken, and you could give us a report on several.
Okay. Yeah, I have a report that
thank
I could just. Can I go now?
Yes, please.
Okay, I have a report, but I'm just going to I can send it out, but I'd rather than read the whole thing, just summarize. There's 11 people, Ken, Aaron, Carolyn, Bill, Arlene, Kim, Kaufman, Alex Steinberg, LaVarne, Bruce, Tracy, Jamie, Ross. Jamie is a non-voting. Carol Spoon was on briefly, and then she resigned. Summer, Alex Campbell, and Barbara Whipperman. Treasurer at KPFA, and generally, without going into great detail, we meet every 2 weeks. We go over the financials, the current status, usually the fund drives, the ED makes presentation, and we review with significant detail how the management is going and correcting the deficiencies that were enumerated by the auditor. And the status of business manager evaluations, and also a project which was started from the FRAT committee to investigate the potential of using employment services which are called professional employment organizations or advisory employment organizations, I think was the other option, to see what our options were to get outside assistance, as Campbell has always been suggesting, to assist on our accounting on a maybe a lower scale than Campbell intended, but this was the intent, is to outsource some of the functions that we're currently burdened with, and we've been monitoring that and pushing that through. So rather than go through the details of all the things we've discussed and addressed, I would at this time like to move forward, because it's on your agenda, to the motions that we propose. Mm-hmm. And the first motion, which has to do with keeping the management responsible for monitoring the deficiencies and reporting them on a regular basis, they're doing that. So I'd like to skip that motion and move to motion two, which is to get the, it's called source of programming and funding, including syndicated programs. And you all have that. I'll read it because I can read fast. And I'm making this motion. Each interim or actual program director of each of the five units, sister stations, be required to supply to the chair of the board of the Pacifica Foundation a list of every program aired on his or her station, giving the name of the program, time, day, program airs, and whether the program is produced on-site, produced off-site for that station, is produced at one of the five stations, is produced at an affiliate station, or is produced by an outside production company and syndicated to that station, as well as others. Additionally, it should be listed whether the program is volunteer-produced and hosted, in-house paid producer and or host, outside produced and station pays for it, outside produced and free to the station, and whether it's underwritten, and if so, by whom. And this passed without objection in the FRAC. And the point is to start to get some objective reporting about what's going on in all the stations, who are we paying, and what are the programs actually costing us, and if there's any kind of underwriting or outside external support that the station is getting. And this is very significant in terms of making sure that we adhere to our mission statement and we're not influenced by outside organizations, at least not in an unknown manner. So you have the motion in front of you. It's a little bit wordy, but the intent is to get the program director to have the responsibility, and not to say that this is just going to happen, but to pin it on somebody's desk, and this, in this case is the program director. He's got to acquire objective information about all the programs that are broadcast on the station, so when they're broadcast, how much they cost, and who's producing them, and whether or not they're funded. So I make that motion, and I call for a second.
Well, you don't have to have a second. It passed without objection out of the...
out of the FRAD committee, but I'm making that a motion now.
Okay.
Approved by the PM.
All right, is there a second?
Second, Carolyn, second.
Thank
okay.
you. Discussion? Is there any objection? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Very good. And now...
Hold on. I hear a voice. It takes people a moment to unmute because they're being good and they're muted.
That's the way to move stuff through here. You've got to ask them.
By asking for good
not,
etiquette,
not today,
yes.
And not today. I'm
okay, please. Okay, so who was it asked to be recognized?
This is Kimmery.
Hi, Kimmery. Go ahead, please.
I need to ask a question about the motion and just for clarification.
Mm-hmm.
And restatement, just briefly by Ken, so I can make sure that I'm understanding what directive he is actually wanting to give the program director.
Well, before Ken responds, if I might ask Bill to take the chair for a moment, I wrote that motion. That's why it's wordy, no doubt. Could you take the chair for a second,
okay,
or I can at least... Thanks. Okay. And my phone, so to speak to that, Kimmery, you know, there's a lot of discussion on where programming comes from, how much we pay for it, how much, you know, you're doing assessments when you are a nonprofit organization without a lot of excess resources in a difficult economic environment, and there's a lot of discussion all over the network about what things cost. And sometimes things are underwritten by organizations with which our organization might not agree, and whatever. But to just sort of clarify that, kind of create a grid that the program director is responsible for at the station for knowing where his stuff comes from. And there may be FCC implications. Like, you need to know these things, and that way you can make an assessment on
what's going on and how you're spending your resources, and that's kind of critical when things are this close to the edge. So that was the intent of it, is to know where, and it also just, you know, shortcuts, mysterious discussions of where money comes from for certain programs. You just know, you know, this we get for free, that we pay for, that costs us that much, and you can make better decisions that way. So that's the intent of it. You know, how it gets implemented, of course, is a horse of another color always.
Additionally, just could I make a comment?
Yeah.
Additionally, we want to keep track of which stations are being broadcast on other stations. Which programs are being broadcast on multiple stations.
Sure,
because
yeah.
that's of relevance. And these are things that are generally common knowledge, but they change week to week. And it's good now to start keeping a recorded track of it, so we develop a history and a perception of exactly what's involved in creating the resource that we have, which is our program.
And thank you for your synopsis.
Cool. Thank you. Okay.
Did that answer your question, Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Bill?
Campbell?
Yes.
Yeah, Campbell?
I just would like to mention, and I was distracted there for a moment, and I don't know if this was discussed, but that in the Affiliates Task Force, we had been discussing the capability of being able to identify usage through audio port by a automatic function rather than just by anecdotal understanding.
Well, I can speak to that immediately. However, whatever is required of the program director to get this information, that's his obligation. And he has to do it by talking to people, if he can get it off a computer listing. Whatever is required, the responsibility for gathering the information lies with the program director, whatever technology is available to get it. So it really doesn't matter for this motion.
Can I follow
okay.
up?
Just remind everybody there's several other motions
from
this committee, so I hope we can have time to get all of them.
A point of clarification.
Well, go ahead, Campbell.
Yeah. Would this just apply to network stations, or does this apply also to the affiliates?
Of course it doesn't apply. This is the board for Pacifica, and none of the affiliates are under our management.
Totally.
Governance.
Well,
it doesn't apply to CBS, NBC, or any of the affiliates.
No,
it only
our
applies
affiliates.
Oh, and pardon me, I think it also says in the motion that it applies to the stations. It says to our station.
Yeah, Bill?
The five Pacific
stations.
Five yeah. unit sister stations. That's what
okay.
it says.
Okay.
Okay, you want to clarify somewhere?
Yeah, no, Campbell, none of our directives are ever intended at the affiliates. We don't have that relationship with them. This is just for our five stations. So,
well,
yeah, of course, it's just for Pacifica.
Well,
no, our program directors, you know,
right.
not other people. You know,
yeah.
we need to know how we're spending our money and what we're doing and what's going on in our five stations. No, of course. But if we get great programming from affiliates, we should also know that because that's part of our relationship also, you know. So,
Summer, this is Heather. Could I be on the
okay.
stack for just
Heather,
a moment?
Heather, go ahead.
Bill is chairing this section because I decided to speak.
Yes,
thank
you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks.
No problem. No, I want to follow up on some of what Campbell said because we are in the process in the affiliate task force of surveying the affiliates. And so this is perfect for what we're doing because we're also asking the affiliates about their programming, very specific questions about their programming. So this, of course, does not include the five sister stations. So it's comparable. It's wonderful. We'll have really good information about all the programming throughout the affiliate stations as well as the network stations. It's a beautiful complementary process, it seems to me.
Wesley,
okay, thank you. Other people that haven't spoken yet want to say anything?
Wesley here.
Okay, Wesley.
Yeah, I call a question.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections to going in voting on this? Okay, don't hear any. Are there any objections to the motion?
You didn't hear any, so.
Was that Andrea?
Yeah, that was Andrea. I said I didn't hear any, so can we move on?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So that motion's approved. Summer, you want to take over again?
Sure, thank you. Yes, and at some point, my other phone may go dead, and I may not be able to see the agenda anymore, Bill, so if you could help there, please, I would appreciate it, because I know that's going to happen. So, Ken, could you go ahead and proceed with the next motion?
Yeah,
let's just try to get through each motion.
I would like to move to motion number 5. I'm skipping motion number 4. Well, this is a more direct motion. And it says leadership criteria in GM and PD reviews. Success in increasing listenership or in the absence of listenership data membership while adhering to Pacifica's mission should be a key criteria in reviewing performance of station managers and program directors. And that's doesn't exist now necessarily in their job descriptions, and we want that included, that the program director and the general manager shall be responsible for the level of listenership and increasing it. And if they don't have a method of measuring listenership, then membership. So success in increasing listenership, parentheses, or in the absence of listenership data, membership, close parentheses, while adhering to Pacifica's missions, should be a key criteria in reviewing performance of station managers and program directors.
Okay, thank you, Ken.
You get a second on that?
Second.
That's one, Gaza? Thank
you. It is.
Thank you. Okay, discussion?
This is Teresa. I have a question.
Teresa, go ahead.
It doesn't say anything about the responsibility of the board in this matter. So couldn't we have then a general manager who's doing everything to increase membership, but a board that is doing nothing and actually is doing things counterproductive?
Yes, that's correct, and a war could happen. This is directed towards the responsibilities of the general manager and the program director. Future motions could be made about what the responsibilities of the PNB are. However, those are already covered in the bylaws. So
okay.
I'm just saying that this doesn't currently exist in the job description for the program directors and managers, and they can just shrug their shoulders and say, it's not my job.
Okay.
And, I showed up for work, and the listenership keeps declining, so don't blame me. And we have to make something happen in a certain area. It's very appropriate to assign it to an individual to say it's their responsibility rather than just to sit there. And so, is the house clean? Whose job is it? And so in this case, we're putting the listenership as partly the responsibility of the general manager and the program director.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And just, folks, just because it is getting late, and thank you, Ken, for clarifying that. The motion speaks for itself, and there can be other motions made. So I want to try not to have too many conversations, but just let each member speak, and then we'll take a vote. Thank you. Nia?
Did you hear me? This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. No, I'm sorry. I did not. Thank you. Okay, Nia and then Lydia. And anyone else, please raise your voice again. Go ahead,
yeah,
Nia.
Yeah, I was just asking that, is this the task force? It's only the responsibility of the GM and the PD? What about the executive director?
You want me to talk to that? This is for the GM and the PD.
So,
future motions could be made in the future. That's fine. This is for the general. This is the program director and the general manager who are at the station, and they are closest and most responsible for the quality of the program and other factors which will increase and improve the listenership and membership. Rather than putting it on a remote remote management up at National, which certainly we can do in another motion. But at this point, it's to direct the attention of the people on the job in the field.
Okay. Nia, thank you. Nia, did you have anything else? And that's what this motion accomplishes. Go ahead.
I just want to clarify that this is not some rule that will say, that the executive director is not responsible for these things overall. That's what I wanted clarification on.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not at all. It's just a very specific.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah. At least that would be my interpretation being there. Lydia, please.
Yes, the last time I saw an evaluation form that the ED used, it actually had that embedded in the form itself as a criteria for the evaluation. So is this redundant, or is this something that the committee wasn't aware of, or...
For my evaluation of reading the bylaws and looking at the job descriptions for the general manager and the program director, it doesn't specifically tie those positions having any responsibility with the level of listenership and membership. It's just not in there. So
okay,
if somebody, says the personnel committee or the ED decides to add it to an evaluation, actually speaking, the program director and general manager can come back and say, it's not in my job description. And we have had this kind of phenomena happen with us at certain evaluations with staff in different stations where they say, it's not in my job evaluation and you shouldn't be grading me on that value or metric, as we call it these days. So we want to make this motion that it specifically is.
Okay, so, all right, so let's not, okay, so, folks, can you just, I would really ask if you just want to speak for it or against it. I think this motion speaks for itself. You can amend it, you can substitute, you know, we know everything that can happen. Anyway, if this...
Can we call
the
question?
Bill.
Someone can ask, be recognized and call the question, of course. Bill, go ahead.
I was going to call a question, too.
Okay, very good. So are there objections to the motion as it currently stands? Okay.
Okay, great.
And hearing none, thank you. So the secretaries have it for the record. Thank you. Okay, Ken,
okay, now
ahead.
The next one is very, I think it's very relevant, and it's stations must have signed programmer agreements, with all programmers as developed by the national office. In other words, the national office has to come up with an agreement. The programmers have to sign it. But a programmer who's programming has to have signed an agreement with the station. Can't just be working there without a signed contract and agreement. I left this as very undefined because the motion here was not to develop and design what this contract is. That's mostly going to go through... our HR, whatever form of HR we have in the future, is going to be approved by our FCC attorney. It's entertainment business. It's got to do with intellectual property rights and ownership, but it has to be developed. But the point is, what we're trying to mandate with this motion is that all programmers sign an agreement with the network or with the foundation or with the station as will be developed by the national office. So I'll read it once more. Stations must have signed program agreement with all programmers as developed by the national office.
Kimmery to the staff.
Thank you. Okay, and please, go ahead, Kimmery.
I support Ken's motion, and the reason that I support the motion, being a programmer for such a long time, there is what I would call a dysfunctioning setup of how programmers are logged in. Even sometimes I can't even get what hours that I put in. They say, well, somebody else has your hours, or they don't have your information on file correctly and things like that. And I think it is the most important that if we have programmers that are on the air, volunteers, that we, you know, have a database on them also, as if we would do on members.
Thank you, Kimmery. Would you like to be the second on the motion?
I'll second it.
Right on. Thank you. Okay. Mia, go ahead, please.
Ken?
Yes?
The agreement. I mean, I'm for it, but I am just a little concerned about, did you guys do a draft agreement?
I don't have a draft agreement. There are contracts that are floating around. My investigation showed that it was a variable. Some people had signed agreements. Some people had verbal agreements. Through the years, there have been agreements, but it's not cataloged. It's not in a folder, and it's just a legend or like a mythology of what's going on, and different people have different attitudes about the ownership of the content they create and whether you're paid or unpaid and this and that. It's all just up in the air, and I've even spoken with people in the archives, and there just isn't a standardized thing. And so what I'm saying here is it's got to be standardized and come from the national office. And, you know, I'm sure the personnel committee can work on it and come up with a standardized draft. But I'm not specifying the nature of it. I'm just saying that it's got to be defined and signed by the programmers.
Thank you.
This is Heather.
Can I be on the stack,
on for
please?
A moment?
Okay, hold on. Let me take a stack. Thank you. Okay, so, Nia, were you done?
No, I just, I'm okay with, but I think maybe you can get input from the unions, because remember, some stations have unions, and that's one of the reasons that might not vote for this one, because it doesn't seem to be fleshed out all the way. Well, I can hear that. Maybe I'm missing something.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, okay. We'll let the people speak. I had Heather and then Dan and then perhaps other people, right?
And Teresa.
And go ahead, Heather, please.
Yes, I don't want to belabor this point, but I think it's also a really good idea. And, in fact, I think that programmers should probably do this on an annual basis. I know that's not included in the motion, Ken. But what we found at WRG, we in fact do have it's not necessarily a contractual thing, but it's a pledge. We have a listing of things that we make sure that our programmers understand, including issues of payola and so forth, that they will check off and sign that we keep on file at the station. I think the other thing that's important for nonprofits like we all are is that producers or programmers will go through orientation, and they will pass a test, of course, you know, once they finish orientation. But there's sometimes not really clarity in knowing what they understand or not. So it's very helpful having something like this. But I think it should be also, there should be some time factors here. I think it should be something you should find annually. Maybe that's something for a future consideration. That's a summary.
Thank you.
Alex on the stack.
Okay, thank you. Was that your voice I had heard after, Heather?
It was.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think this is a very good idea, and I would just say to Heather, we should probably not address the details now, because what we need to do is bring back a policy and an approach, and there are lots of different, you know, categories of people around the network, including, you know, paid people, unpaid people, members of staff unions, non-members of staff unions, and so on. And all of those, I think, will need to be ultimately considered. Just to mention, it's probably not something that needs to begin from scratch. When Dave Adelson was chair of the board, this was one of his interests, and he and Rob Robinson from Washington did a lot of work, and I actually helped them trying to come up with different models of documentation. Quite a bit of it was based on the Creative Commons model of Lessing and people at Stanford. So that work could be definitely looked at. And so I think it's a good idea to do this.
Thank you.
Lydia.
Okay, so I have Teresa, then Alex, then Lydia. Teresa.
Did you get Arlene?
No, Arlene, I'm sorry. May I put you after the work? Okay. Teresa, please.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm glad that we're doing this. I'm glad that it is somewhat vague. I'm glad that we are giving the national office the chance to create something that is uniform. I do have some concerns, and I'm assuming that National will address the fact that you have some, when you say all programmers, I think that was the term he used, all programmers, you have some programmers that might put in the lowest amount of hours and therefore have voting rights, and then you have somebody that, like, on a show is the face of that show. You know, they might be the one on the air, but there are other programmers that technically have rights to vote in staff elections that might actually just be contributing behind the scenes. So I'm hope we can get that worked out. But I commend you. Great, I think it's a great idea.
Thank you, Teresa. Alex?
Yes, I too wholeheartedly support this motion. But I should point out, and it's been pointed out, that this is really a general policy statement, but it needs to be fleshed out, and that means a lot of, there's going to have to be a lot of work put into exactly what kind of contractual agreement we're going to put forward. As others have pointed out, we don't have to start from scratch. We have some templates that we've developed in Pacifica in the past, but we can also draw on some of our affiliate stations like WMNF and WFRG to see what kind of models they've been using. We're probably going to need a separate task force to create this thing, but let's at least get started with a vote on the principle.
Thank you, Alex. Lydia?
Yes, but I think that while people work on this, I think it should back full PMB, and the reason for that is, I mean, we've been discussing this for years. This is a new concept. As Dan pointed out, there was a whole huge document that Rob Robinson produced back in the day, and one of the many issues that comes up, perhaps one of the most controversial, is the ownership of content. And because we do use various other forms, we use on-air other people's content that is not developed within Pacifica, but that they use, you know, at other stations, and then they, and yet we broadcast it. So there's all kinds of variables and legalities involved. There are several attorneys that have looked at this for Pacifica in the past. So therefore, I would like to amend it just to read that that process come back in a form that we can vote on to the full board.
I'm sorry, could you clarify that, please, Lydia?
Just that it come back to the full board. This was limited to the national office, Ken's motion, and I'm saying that before it is used, it come back to PNB for a vote. Thank you.
I don't really accept that amendment because I can't restrain the management from developing contracts and getting them signed because the PNB hasn't approved the contract. It is a higher priority that we start to cover these.
Okay, folks, actually, just not to interrupt here and be
cherish
about this, but you don't get to accept her amendment anyhow because it belongs to the body and all that good stuff, so let's just handle this. Let's see, is there a second to Lydia's amendment?
Now, to clarify, I didn't mean individual contracts. I just meant, I assume that you're talking about a fairly standardized form with, you know, a couple of variables or whatever, and that the board gets to look at this since we're the ones that take the legal heat if something is not properly written.
So what you're basically saying is because different types of contracts obviously would be in existence or perhaps developed depending on how the programming is sourced and et cetera, you want to see whatever the finished products are come before the board before management deploys them?
Of course, yeah. Not,
okay.
Creating them, of course the office should, but
let me let Arlene speak because she was right after you, and this is just perfect timing. So as executive management, perhaps you can address this. It doesn't necessarily have to turn into a motion, but let's
Well, I'd like to see, number one, the time issue either left open. I dealt with this. In fact, I helped develop the contract that's used at WMNF. We found it a very good situation to use a two-year time frame. It's really time-consuming to get all of your programmers to sign agreements, you know, on a regular basis. And if this is what you're doing, I don't want to be in a position where this is the major activity that our program directors are doing. That kind of defeats hiring good program directors. And I agree totally that we need good contract structure. Another issue that Dan touched on is the unions. At four of our stations, we have unions. And there are limits on whether we can get people to sign contracts on top of their union agreement, and anything that we would do in this way would be looked upon as a change in their working conditions. And so there will be a lot of issues that we're going to have to work out using some good labor consultation, legal consultation.
Thank you, Arlene.
I'm favoring this. That's not my point.
Bill? I'm opposed to having to come back to the PNB every time we make a change in this programmer agreement, whether we're calling it a contract or not. It's a good the guaranteed way to kill it, so it will never happen because it just takes too long for these things to keep coming back. And I'm sure it's going to get revised over time. So if it has to be approved the first time, you'd expect all the revisions to be approved too. And we're at time, so I'll call in the question.
Well, actually, I realize my apologies. I don't know that I ever had a second on Lydia's motion.
No second.
Who was?
There was no second.
There was no second. So I'm sorry to allow discussion to progress without that. Is there a second to Lydia's amendment that it come back to the PNB?
Yeah, this is Dan. I second that.
Okay. So let's just please vote on things. We're like 5 minutes till executive session, and we should probably try to keep that to an extent.
Can I call a question on the amendment?
Well, yeah, that's kind of where I was going. Thank you. That was Ken. The amendment by Lydia, seconded by Dan Siegel, is that any proposed contracts come back to the PNB for, I presume, approval before being deployed throughout the network. Is that correct, Lydia, to paraphrase?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Again, individual contracts, just, you know, the template, whatever.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
Template. Yeah,
thank
not
you.
The individuals.
Yeah, of course, right, okay. But the approval of the product before it's used. Okay, very good. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? A yes vote will support that amendment to the underlying motion, and then we would vote on the underlying motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell.
You might ask if there's any opposition.
Fantastic, thank you. It's late. I'm tired. all right, is there any opposition to this? I presume there was. Yeah, okay.
To the amendment?
Yes.
We didn't really
object.
Discuss
the
amendment.
Yeah, I thought I had two or three people. Thank you. That's what I was just going to vote. All right, Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. A yes vote will support the amendment that brings any proposed contracts for use as programmers back to the PNB for approval as a template. And a no vote will leave the underlying motion as it currently stands as purely a management issue at this point. If you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay, this is motion number six.
This is the amendment. This is Lydia Brazone's amendment to the underlying strat motion, and then we would vote on that as amended.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Mia Berriaco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis? Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Lucia Mwangaza, yes. Kimberly Orendorf?
Abstain.
Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Come on.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
No.
Okay, so the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes. And
I'm sorry, Madam Secretary.
Yes.
I think that I was on mute. I think that Marcel may have dropped off the call and was trying to get back in.
Marcel is on the call.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. How do you vote, Marcel?
I don't think she's ever been on the call.
Yeah, she was on the call.
Yes, she was on the call.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. Marcel, are you on the call? I don't think so. I think we're in the middle of voting. I did not expect her on the call. Madam Secretary, can you see what the vote count is, please?
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello?
Yes?
Who is that?
It's Marcel.
Hi, Marcel. Oh,
hi.
God bless you. I'm so sorry. I wasn't expecting you this evening. Thank you for joining us. Did you wish to vote?
I won't be out for long. I'm coming in and out.
Did you wish to vote in this matter? Do you know what we're voting on?
No, I don't. But please tell me the motion. I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me. I'm trying to direct family members and listen.
It's on an amendment. The current motion is from the FAT committee on including criteria involving listenership evaluation, et cetera, in the PD and GM evaluations. And the motion on the floor is Lydia Brazone's amendment to include. I'm sorry, no, I apologize. I'm not looking at the agenda either. My phone went dead. My apologies. Programmer agreements. I'm seeing it in my head, but not actually in front of me. Programmer agreements. That we have agreements, and it's written in a very generalized tone with all of our programmers. And it was left in a generalized tone to be worked out by management and program directors. And Lydia's amendment is to include the board in seeing those templates before they are used in the network for those agreements. So a yes vote supports that, and a no vote does not.
So let me understand this. They will be seeing the templates
of any agreement, of any proposed agreements with programmers before they are utilized.
Okay.
Not each individual program agreement, simply
the
what would be used, you know, in general.
Point of order, could we not get into a discussion of the motions?
No, I apologize. I'm probably taking special latitude this evening under the circumstances, and I would ask your indulgence. But, yes, that's the nature of the motion. And if you do not wish to vote, you may abstain, because, you know, but we appreciate your being with us this evening, and our condolences are with you and your family. So,
Thank you.
Yes. So that's the matter, but we are, like, we did vote. We hadn't yet counted. It was being counted. So if you wish to vote, cast your vote because we're there. Thank you.
Okay. I think it should be included.
Okay. So that would be a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Martha.
I'm sorry. This is my second or third time on the call tonight. I'm just getting on and getting off.
Well, please always feel free to try to interject to at least so we hear your name if you're able to in the fray. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So very good. Madam Secretary, if you would please give us the count up the votes, the yeses and noes.
We haven't all voted.
Are there other people yet still on this call that
finished the roll call? Has she?
I give it back to the secretary. I believe she had called everyone, and Campbell informed us that you were on the call but had dropped off and were trying to vote. Madam Secretary, is that you were calling the roll? That's correct.
That is my understanding.
Thank you. So if you could give us the count.
So my count is 9 yeses, 8 noes, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so the motion carries. So now we vote on the underlying motion. Ken, if you could please. Just
if you want to vote somewhere, you can vote if you wish.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, to count again.
Well, the motion carried. The amendment carries, does it not?
No, Bill's point was the chair could vote no, and then the motion wouldn't carry.
Yeah, but there's...
You can vote to negative 5.
Are we going to kibitz?
Okay, folks. Now, I'm aware of that. I think that as long as we don't place onerous burdens on turnaround time,
That it's fine for the board to see the template. We just shouldn't turn this into an excuse not to develop one. I think it should be left in the hands of management, but I didn't object to the board seeing it, so I wasn't voting.
Good call.
Okay. All right. I'll restate the motion for
thank you.
Stations must have a signed program agreement with all programmers as developed by the national office and reviewed and approved by the Pacific National Board.
Fantastic. Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay. Fantastic.
No, I object.
Okay. All right. Okay, so someone objects.
Before we go to the vote, I just want to clarify that I got the amendment correct because I'm not, I don't get that good reception here, so I'm not sure if that's exactly Lydia's amendment. But I just added on as reviewed and approved by the Pacific National Board.
Is that sufficiently close to be correct? Lydia?
Yeah, but I'd like to hear why Nia's objecting.
Okay. And if I may, just one moment, please, before we proceed. Arlene, may I impose upon you, please, to contact our new general counsel as we're 5 minutes over time into executive session, and he may be dialing in, or Bill to dial into executive session, but someone please...
I just emailed him because
thank
he emailed me that he was the only person there and told him that we aren't there yet, so I would let him know.
Fantastic. So we should wrap up on this and move on to the rest of the business that we need to conduct this evening.
We shouldn't be debating this. We're out of time.
We are so out of time. Hold on. Okay, I have Nia and Wesley. Let me just hear from the two people that asked to be recognized, and we'll take a vote. Go ahead, Nia.
No, I was answering Lydia. It's like I said earlier. You know, but I can't vote for it. It doesn't sound like it's properly fleshed out. I haven't gotten the input from the unions, you know, or they don't want to be in it and all of that. I think we need to have those things ironed out first before we do that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Wesley.
Call the question.
Wesley, you were calling the question?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, beautiful. We're out of time anyway. Okay, so, Madam Secretary, if you could please call the roll. Yes, vote will support the motion as amended, which would be develop these programmer agreements, the PDs, GMs, to develop these programmer agreements and have them reviewed by the National Board and to use them with programmers. So, a yes vote will support doing that. A no vote will not. Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar? Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Jenny, Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Okay. Ifeo Mongaza votes yes. Kimberly Orendoff. Can't hear you, Kimberly. Laura
yes.
Priebus.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was
How do you vote?
Yes.
Laura Priebus. Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Okay. Campbell Jackson?
Yes.
And Rodrigo? How do you vote, Rodrigo? Can't hear you, Rodrigo.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, yes.
Hello.
And one no. And zero abstention.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, folks, well, we're out of time. I think we need to make one decision, which is do we wish to have the next meeting be a continuation meeting so that we simply pick up where we left off? Because, you know, despite everything, we did get through a few things this evening.
Yeah, I say yes, Summer. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so we'll just get through some more business. Okay.
Lydia?
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should have a new meeting. I don't think we're going to have endless ones because at each meeting it's really not a continuation. We keep adding things to the agenda. I think that we can just as easily approve an agenda that picks up where we left off. It doesn't have to be called that. Because
okay, there you go. That's fine. Well, and also, I'm going to rule things dilatory if people move the same motions around because that's what it's supposed to do. It's like you voted on this. We're not moving that thing again. You know what I mean? We can mess around with other stuff if we must. But anyway,
Summer,
let's get over to executive session.
Next meeting?
Yes.
The next meeting scheduled is December 1st, and
oh,
that's the one for the bylaws.
For the bylaws, sure.
So we might have to schedule another meeting.
I just don't want to screw up Thanksgiving, okay?
we only have one meeting scheduled in November right now.
Well, okay, so we should talk then and take a look and see if there's a day we could manage maybe somewhere in the week of the 20th or something. I don't know. Let's take a look at the calendar. So, I don't think we should do that now because we have some waiting and it would take us 10, 15 minutes to figure that out right at the moment. So if we may, everyone, God bless you, and please let us go adjourn over to executive session because we have business there and we're like 12 minutes late right now, okay? So if no one objects to that. Okay, and thank you.
So we'll figure it out by email?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we should probably do it, but we can't do it now.